to Birchas Peres. We started the very complicated Negeh L'Halacha Chilukim as far as Nishtane. This is literally hundreds of Shailas are mistoviv around this, understanding this well, and it's a hard topic to understand well. What is Nishtane? Right? What's called Nishtane? What does Nishtane do? Does it uproot? Is it oiker the whole shame of the pri? What would be lamashal if somebody, we started talking about the shayla that Rabbi Ben-Zion asked me well over 10 years ago, probably 12 years ago, and we had a whole shir in the morning when he asked me the shayla about the machines that make soft ice cream out of anything. Rabbi Ben-Zion came in one day very excited. He told me there's a machine, you could put anything in there. You put strawberries in it, it comes out strawberry soft ice cream. You put in bananas, banana soft ice cream. So ich bin doch a soft ice cream mensch. So I was surprised I didn't hear about it. He said, no, you'll hear, it's in the stores now. You'll hear from the Rebbetzin. Because I came back that day, it was on the kitchen counter. Kake, del zach. So Shaila was, what bracha do you make? If you put in strawberries, comes out strawberry ice cream. You put in bananas, comes out banana. Whatever you put in, semacht ice cream. Semacht as a, you know, a texture. Obviously not ice. It's going to be room temperature. If you put it in the freezer, it's ice cream. If you put it in the... But that was, you remember that machine, Ms. Tom Rebenstein? I was laughing because when I came home that day, the Rebenstein already bought it. You had a chochamot of Minovi. You told me she's going to buy it. Anyway, Lamaisa, I tasted it. It was not soft ice cream. It was ein kol anois kvura, to ein kol anois chalusha, kol anois anechi shemeya, because it's straight on by the egel azov. There was nothing. So Tareska, the only thing that it did that did come out was that, yes, it changed the texture completely. And Taka Zahiski Kuman Azah, like a dough, which is mamish the case in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Beis, of Tamorim Shemiachon, if you take dates and you make it into like a dough, what bracha do you make on that? But this has literally so many applications in Halacha. Tremendous amount of applications in Halacha. And then from that year we jumped to chocolate, and then Rabbi Saperstein jumped in. You see, it's like none of the years passed by. We're holding already many years. And Rabbi Saperstein told us certain idiots about the chocolate factories, which you had very good knowledge about at the time. And we integrated that also. Big shailos on chocolate, what the bracha on chocolate is. Some basic things that you think where you know what's going on. I heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman's Einik Lech, that the Einik used to ask Rav Shlomo Zalman, what bracha do you make on chocolate? He said, L'chayr ha'etz. And then they would go into the kitchen and ask the Rebbetzin, and she'd say, Shahakal. So they would tell her what he meant. Shlomo Zalman said, L'choy ra'eitz. She said, yeah, L'choy ra'eitz, but L'mayis ha'shakl. L'choy ra'eitz, but L'mayis ha'shakl. Rav Shlomo Zalman's L'choy ra'eitz was because the chocolate beans are never eaten, the cocoa beans are not eaten the way they are. So when you mishan it, that's what it's made for. Right? So, in order, that's what I'm saying, I'm going to spend a little time understanding the foundations, because without that we don't have any, even after you understand the foundations, it's complex. But if you don't understand at all, why, what, what's changed, then, you know, we have nothing to work with, Bechlal. The Rambam Shita is that as long as it's still nicker, the act, the mamoshes of the oichel is nicker, right, even though it's changed to a new consistency, completely new consistency, it still gets the same brach. It still maintains the same brach. So the Rambam paskins, if you have a paste made out of dates, completely it's a paste. The halach is, you make the brach on that, you make a bur priates. That's how the Rambam paskins. And that's frowned in the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch. Rashi holds not like that. It's a fine-tuning how you learn the Gemara by Trima and other things, if you need the pieces to be there, actual pieces to be there, some of the original consistency, or you don't need the original consistency, Bechlal, you still make the Ha'etz, right? Because the Mamoshas is there. The Mamoshas, the physical thing is there. It's just the consistency changed. So there's Mamish, a tremendous Machlaikas. The Stam, olive paste, tremendous machlokes in halacha. If somebody has a paste, banana paste, applesauce, all those products, right? That whole range of products, according to the Rambam, it's still ho'etz, or Adoma, it still keeps its bracha. And according to Rashi, and the Trumas Hadeshen's Maskana. The Trumas Hadeshen starts like the Rambam, he concludes like Rashi, that Lamaisa, you make a Shahakal. So applesauce, according to the Rambam, is Oetz. I'm not talking about crunchy applesauce, chunky applesauce. Chunky applesauce is Oetz, even according to Rashi. Right? Even according to the Ramo. Right? But I'm talking about according to the Rambam, creamy applesauce. Okay. According to the Rambam, that's still Oetz. Make Oetz. And for Brach Achroin, it's a huge chiluk. Because if you have Shivas Haminim, right? So you make a din, not Yoitzeh. If you make a Bor Nefashos. So there you really, in other words, the Ramah comes and the Ramah says, the Minig Olam is to make a Shahakal. On when the consistency changes. So like, let's say applesauce. Because the pasty dates is not something that we deal with much, right? Applesauce we deal with. So according to the Ramah, basically the Mechaber Paskins, the equivalent of applesauce you make a Eitz on. And the Ramah says the Minig Olam is to make a Shahakal. But if you look at the Lashon Ramah, it's Mashma, is Meikar Adin, really it should be Ha'etz. He's not strongly objecting to the Mechaber. He's saying the Minig Olam is like this, a Machmer, like Machmer. So the Mishnah Berurah says, oh, hold your horses. I understand if you're having applesauce, so you're being machmer. Sofik brochas, making a shahakal, you're making a bar nefesh. Bar nefesh you'd be making afterwards anyway. If it was an apple, according to the Rambam, you also make a bar nefesh. According to the Rambam, you make a eitz and a bar nefesh. And the Ramah saying there's a minig olam to make a shahakal. So you're good. You make a shahakal and a bar nefesh. You're good. Sok to Mishibura, but Shivas Amina. Now you got a huge issue here. Forgetting the sheet that holds Shivas Aminim is the Reiser, you know, that's Tas Yechid. The Broch Achroin on Shivas Aminim. We hold this the Rabbon. But Lamaisa, you're not Yitz. If you make a bar in the Fush, it's on Shivas Aminim. You're not Yitz. So the Mishabura says, Halacha Lamaisa, that on Shivas Aminim you should taka make Aloids. Because that's the Iker Din. The Iker Din is the Aloids. That's the Iker Din. Right? It's not. So it's not really, according to Mishabura, it's not a bona fide Sufik Brochas. But really, applesauce really would be Hoetz. The equivalent of applesauce in Shivas Haminim. So it seems that Me'ikar Adin we hold, that when it's Nishtane, but the Mamoshas is still there, then the original bracha theoretically remains, right? That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we fruit juice, that's also nishtane, right? The consistency is nishtane, right? And over there, it's nishtane legamri, because there it's not, the mamoshes is not even there, turned into a liquid, right? So there should be no shaila. That even the Rambam would agree that you should make a shahakal. But there, the Gemara says, the only reason why you don't, why the mayim that comes out of the Paris, you make a shahakal, is because it's Zeya Ba'alma. What do you have to come on to Zeya Ba'alma for? Why do you have to come on to Zeya? Whatever Zeya means, why do you have to come on to Zeya? It changed completely. You understand what I'm telling you? So by orange juice, it seems that orange juice, apple juice, any juice, prune juice, whatever juice you're talking about, cranberry juice, any juice, the only reason why you don't make ha'etz on it, the Gemara says, is because it's Zeya. Whatever Zeya means. The Gemara is not satisfied by just saying it's Nishtana Lagamri. It's completely different. Why isn't the Gemara satisfied with that? It's a Pella. Sounds like, and Zeya is a very fine-tuned thing. What does Zeya mean? So the Rosh says Zeya means it's not the Guf HaPri. It's not the fruit itself. It's something else, which the Chazanish comes with a very Eisenatina, Chazanish. Here in Simin Lamed Gimel, he says, he talks about Tapuzim V'Chavri Seyim. He says all of those mean him. He says the whole thing is juice. Once you squeeze out the juice, there's nothing left of it. If you take a citrus fruit and you squeeze everything out of it, that's the whole thing. The whole thing is liquid. Right? So you can't tell me that. So he says a chiddush nifla to Chazon Ish. Chiddush nifla. Chazon Ish says a citrus fruit that you squeeze everything out of, right? And it's basically mostly mashke. Everything else is just psilis. Once you strip it from the mashke, it's just garbage. There's no. He says that theoretically should be haetz. It's only not haetz because it's nishtana legamri, right? Or it's nishtana. He says according to the Rambam, who holds you make haetz on applesauce, you should make haetz on orange juice. Yeah. Shtarka taina. His taina is the only reason. The bottom line is the only reason why the Gemara came up with why you don't make a bracha on fruit juice, ha'etz or hadama, is because it's zeya. And zeya means it's not the fruit itself, whatever the pshat in zeya is. So now, if I have something which doesn't have, it's not zeya. So the Chazon Ish is saying, I don't hold that orange juice is zeya. I don't hold citrus fruits and all of those, everything in that family, which is basically mashke, and if you take out the mashke, it's just garbage. I don't hold that liquid could be called zeya. That's the guf hapri. That is the essence of the fruit. So therefore, it doesn't have the mile of zeya. So if it doesn't have the mile of zeya, all it is something that was nishtana. Okay, so according to the Rambam holds that you make on applesauce, you make haetz. So you should make haetz on orange juice. Here, it's a bomb. The only reason why this Chazon Ish is not mamish, a nuclear explosion, is because most of us are Ashkenazim. So the Ramah says that our minig is to make a shahakal when something changed the consistency. The Chazon Ish's home run is only if you hold like the Rambam. If you hold like the Rambam, that if something changed, right, it still maintains its bracha, right? As long as the mamoshus, whatever that means, the mamoshus is here. So according to the Rambam, you should make our eights on citrus fruit juice because that is the guf hapri. So that would mean that on orange juice container, you should say, umevochan olav boyu pri eitz l'shita z'rambam. Yeah? You ever saw anybody make our eights? Ravad Yosef didn't make our eights on orange juice. Potentially. Yeah. According to Mishabura. Yeah, that's what you come at. So that's what he says over here in his analogy. And Itaka says, according to those Rishonim who learned that way, that he says it would seem that by Tapuzim Ukadoima, he says that is the Ikar HaPri. Thus is the Ikar HaPri. Loi Nishar Ela Psoilus. The only thing left is the Psoilus. But the bottom line is, so it comes out, L'chaira, we still have a problem on the Gemara. We still have this problem, which is, so I don't understand. Why, Taka, don't we say it's Nishtana Lagamri? That still remains unanswered. It's funny, it's such a basic question. Why isn't Nishtana Lagamri enough of a reason? So I'm going to share with you an unbelievable stipler. With this, we'll end. You have what to think about. The stipler in Brochus, in Simen Chof Aleph, tackles this issue. Tomorrow, Shemiachon Biyad, he's going on the Shulchan Aruch, V'osamayim Isa, he still make a bar priyates, V'hu Loshon Aramba, U'mekoiroi B'gemor B'brochas, U'mi Loshon Zem Mashma, Sha'afilu Nisrasku Lagamri, like I told you, apple, creamy applesauce, Mevorach aleihem boi priyayitz. V'kosav aramo v'yeshoimim levorach shahako. V'hu mitshumas hadeshen. Delashit asrashim isvasek lagami mevorach shahako. Thus it is. He says, v'tzorachian, he says. I don't understand, he says. What's nisvasek lagamri, he says. L'chayra mafsid b'rchosam. You mafsid the bracha at all. And you should make a shahakal. So he says, I don't understand. So why, by mashke, by liquid that comes out of a fruit, why don't we just stop there? Stop short, right there. Shahakal. Says the stipler, Dafka b'mirase gufa pri. Unbelievable chiddush. We were going with the assumption that fruit juice is the ultimate nishtana, right? Applesauce, apple juice. What changed more? Apple juice, of course. Right? That's what you would all, I would answer that. I assume you all would answer that. Right. But if that's true, if that's taka true, so why does the Gemara then have to come on to Zaya? Right? Why does the Gemara have to say the reason why you make an apple juice shakel is because it's only Zaya, it's not the fruit itself. What do you mean? It's just say it's nishtana legamri. So the stipler wants to say a svara that juice is not nishtana. Yeah. You should let this absorb till tomorrow. He says that juice could be is not nishtana. Why? The juice is always in the fruit. You didn't change the juice. The juice is there. You just extracted it. When you take the apple and you grind it into a paste, that paste was never in existence. You created that paste. You took something which was solid and you made a paste out of it. You changed it. You actually, there was a transformation. The stipler wants to say that the juice wasn't transformed, it was brought out. It's like your Rebbe told you in elementary school, you have so much potential in there. You just got to bring it out. It's there. How many of you heard that? And if you didn't have good rabbeim, because they should have told you that. Right? And it's true, everybody has potential, so it's not checking. Right? But lemaise, that's what the stipler says, Dafke nishtane, what's nishtane b'merase kapri? The nishtane mibriosoi. Avumei peiris kemoi damrini b'psochem lamed gimel mifkid pkidi. The liquid is there. You don't see it. So the one who's, when you juice the fruit, you're extracting liquid that's invisible, but there. It's invisible to the eye, but it's there. It's not a yesh miyayin. It's a yesh miyesh. It's there. So the way you have to look at it, the way the stipler sees it is, an apple has apple, and it has juice. And when you take the juice out of the apple, you didn't change the juice. You just brought it out. You got it out of there. It's like somebody gets a blood test. That's a good example. If you ever watched, they stick a needle in and blood comes out. I don't see the blood. You don't see the blood. It's in there. When you take it out, that blood was there. The one who's drawing the blood didn't create the blood. They didn't change the blood. They just brought it out. The blood is mifkid pocket. The blood is there. It's not mamish mifkid pocket, then it won't be a chabur on Shabbos. We can go through the sukkah exubis, right? The blood is there. You just extracted it. So the stipler is saying that really, the when you make juice, what you're doing is you are drawing juice out of the apple. You're drawing juice. When you grind the apple up and you make a paste, you're transforming the consistency of what's here. You're creating a new consistency that didn't exist. That potentially changes the bracha. That one second. So that's why, were it not to be that it's Zeye, you'd make all eights. Here's where the Chazon Ish jumps in and says, okay, citrus fruit. Citrus fruit, right? You hear what I'm saying? Okay, we'll be mamshach tomorrow. Yeah. Unless that's cool for the melacha. just like taking blood out of the body.
But I'm saying, but if you're creating a new entity, so that's more Bidisim apart, right?
No, it depends what the malach is.
But by
Zeisim, we say Mifkit Pocket.
Yeah, but over there, I thought.
Even though it's